Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
Primary complaint presented by Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief. Stop complaining about your pain and visit the Dr. Gill Center. 615-794-0800. My primary complaint today is for the TWRA. And it's not for the tweet that they sent out saying that the burning boat that was taken out of the river was something that needed to happen for the Tennessee football program. It's for the apology that was issued earlier today in regards to said tweet. If you're going to send that out there and it's a lighthearted joke, just call it a lighthearted joke. There is no reason to apologize for something that was funny. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Too many apologies out there. Too many apologies.
Be sorrier, Chad.
My primary complaint this week, just a real issue with products not actually doing what it's supposed to do. I don't know if this is because we've gone too green with different containers or what's happening here. But when you put a sleeve around a portable cup of coffee that you get to go, it shouldn't burn your hand when you put it on the sleeve. Right? This is too often a problem. It was really a problem at St. Thomas Hospital when Lucy was born and I was just rolling through coffee from the hospital cafeteria. I could not hold on to the cup. It was so hot, and this is using two cups and a sleeve. If you're going to have a sleeve on it, it should stop the heat from getting all the way to your hand. If it doesn't, what's the purpose? It's just more trash. This is my complaint.
And they complain and complain.
Creating jobs,
Jack.
It's the new deal.
David Reed.
So this is, it concerns me that so many people just buy anything they see on the internet. They take it for an absolute truth. A couple weeks ago, I got into an argument because someone posted a meme on Facebook that said that Manny Diaz went into a press conference and said that if Florida would bring the lube and ask nicely, that he'd take it easy on them. Pretty sure Manny Diaz would never say that in private or in a press conference. But this has been going on for a while, and it popped up again today on Facebook. Here's a new meme on Facebook today. It says, our culture has accepted two huge lies. The first is that if you disagree with someone's lifestyle, you must fear or hate them. The second is that to love someone means you agree with everything they believe, do, or say. Both are nonsense. You don't have to compromise convictions to be compassionate. That's a beautiful sentiment. Brought to you by the Facebook philosopher of our time, David Chappelle. Now, this has also been floating around on the internet for years, credited to Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty. People, do we really think that this is what David Chappelle is going around thinking about and putting out there?
They're both moving to Smyrna.
Have you seen his comedy? Like, he's a brilliant guy. He may be a genius when it comes to comedy. He's not out there trying to fix the woes of the world. All it takes is a simple Google search to realize Rick Warren said this, the Christian author, in 2012. It's not that difficult. We're not too far removed from the days where everything was attributed to Will Smith, the greatest philosopher of the 20th century. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain.
Everyone in Hollywood, brilliant.
You should have gone last, Chief.
That was great.
Now, here's Paul to let you down.
Hey, speaking of Will Smith, by the way, the new Bad Boys movie trailer's out. I'll be partaking with that here soon.
You're the one who asked for that, aren't you?
Yes.
I know perhaps some small automobiles are trending.
They
but
are.
My primary complaint is that in these parking decks, there are these spots that say small car only. There are not enough small cars for all of these small car only spots. And what happens is, all of us are parking our medium cars and our big cars in these spots. And we're trying to act like we're anorexic, crawling out of our cars, dinging each other
this
as
we
get out of there. I parked above Corner Pub for a fantasy, one of my 15 fantasy drafts last week. Small car only. I'm in a middle-sized car, an Accord. Average car. Most people have that or bigger. Why are there a dozen small car only spots on each level of this parking deck? Eliminate one of them and spread out each spot so that normal cars can fit in it. It's 2019. The big cars have won. The SUVs have won. America's not going for small cars. So the parking decks should accommodate us. Thank you.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain.
The market has spoken.
I was at Corner Pub on Monday and saw, and had the same exact thought. And I'm not even sure the small cars or the compact cars can fit into those parking spots. They are 4 feet wide, it looks like.
They're teeny. They're for motorcycles, really. Now, some of them might be not tall enough. That I can understand if they're like pipes or stuff. That seems badly built also. But if it says, like, don't park here because we're not tall enough, that's short cars. I could see short cars. But not
cars built like me, short and stout.
Right.
They have to be mandated so many spots, right? Like for those size vehicles.
I think that's only for handicap spots.
Like electric cars or anything like
that. They're not plug-in spots. They're not electric car spots.
Well, they're promoting the purchase of those
cars,
right? Green cars or whatever.
I guess.
But the parking lot and the garages wouldn't be promoting that. It would be something they would be forced to do.
I think it's poorly planned, or they're trying to jam extra spots in to say.
Also poorly planned. While we're discussing this, on behalf of all of us, there is this, I don't know what's going on recently, but there was a former college football player who was in jail accused of murder that was released on accident. And then they ended up finding him like 48 hours later, and they realized their mistake and arrested him again, put him into custody. But this was a couple months ago. And then today I'm reading where there's a convicted murderer that's out there, released by accident.
You could also look at this guy and see murder.
Tatted all over his face.
I mean, there's not just tatted. Like it's like face tats, neck tat, yeah. Like Adam's apple tats.
People say yes. That
which
when
is
they
very
watch
rare.
Kirby walk by.
Yeah.
No, this is different.
There's that guy that's been
lenses.
Released.
I mean, all of
this is prison. Different. This guy by has accident. Done hard time.
It was weird when he was walking around with an assault rifle with a scope on it also. They just let him walk out the door.
But, like, how do you... Let someone out. Like Chad brought this up prior to the show. He's like, can you imagine being that guy and going through the process?
Is this really happening?
Like, they're processing me to leave. Like, is this really
I'll be in
happening?
South
here?
America well, by tomorrow.
Chad showed
X-nay
me
on the.
Chad showed me the picture of this guy. I'm like, that's guy. I don't care if he's found innocent. You probably shouldn't let that guy out of jail.
But he's
more honest than we thought because he turned himself in.
Did he really?
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
What did he say?
But if
still,
I'm processing that guy out, I'm thinking, here. We sure this is the guy?
I don't.
Just like, you want me to get this guy out of here, right? Like I'm handing his
this guy's out on good
personal
behavior.
Items back? Like we should be.
How good was his behavior?
Are we sure this is what we want to do? Like he's fit for society? Oh, okay.
Like, I can't attest for what he did in the meantime, like between the time he was released and turned himself in. But yes, he did turn himself in.
I don't want to stereotype here, but I feel like we should get a supervisor in to make sure it's okay if I sign him out.
But he turned himself back in. Maybe he goes
awarded.
From like level 4 to level 3.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Awarded.
So somehow I ended up watching
a Gandolfini in the castle.
A documentary on Jeffrey Dahmer over the weekend.
And we watch some uplifting stuff.
The photos of Dahmer in the 70s, it looks a lot like Kirby.
The glasses. That,
yes. And the hair, the feathered hair.
You know who else Kirby looks a lot like just in the face?
Just
not
name
body
criminal,
and size
not law
wise.
Criminals.
No, him and Jeffrey Dahmer look a lot like Rick Smits, the Duncan Dutchman.
From Maris.
Like with the little mustache and the hair.
Kirby Smits.
With the feathered hair. Yeah. Well, he looks
now
a little
you
like
brought
the
in a
Dutchman.
Little mustache. And
let's just put a supersonic jersey
that,
on.
We know where
no,
that
a
leads.
Pacers jersey. Excuse me.
That leads not to a good place.
Oh, Kirby.